Guitar Center struggles again. Yes, it's happening already. It was very quiet. You didn't hear a lot about this, but towards the end of the summer, their credit was downgraded and downgraded again and downgraded again. So they have very poor credit. And the worst part is in January, there's a $550 million note coming due. This is not a good thing. So they may be able to push this down the road. Problem is their credit is so bad that it's going to cost a fortune. Welcome to Bobby Osinski's Inner Circle Podcast. I'm Bobby Osinski, and every year I do a podcast strictly on predictions, what I think is going to happen in the coming year, and also a review of my predictions from the previous year. And this year is no exception. So what we'll do is we'll look back at my predictions. I got some right and some wrong, and some are kind of in between. And I'll give you host of predictions for 2025, some of which you might find very interesting. So let's get going. We'll do the predictions from last year first. So hit or miss, this is one I hit on. AI tools become more transparent. Yes, that's pretty much what happened. They became transparent in multiple ways. They became transparent in the fact that so many people were, and companies and attorneys, and there's such pushback, mostly because of the training. And actually a new movement started that was for training that was pretty much licensed. So that's a good thing. So that became a lot more transparent. But the way AI is used as well, the AI platforms, that's become much more transparent as well, a little bit easier in some cases where the AI is a feature more than it is, a platform itself. There are platforms, but yes, it's becoming more and more feature in a lot of platforms. For instance, Apple's intelligence, that's a feature. It's not really built around, it's not a product. So I hit on that one. Here's one I didn't hit on. The end of data-driven A&R. Well, A&R has changed through the years, and not for the better, in that it used to be A&R executives would actually get out and listen to artists. They'd go to clubs. They would search for whatever seemed to be hot, wherever it was. And now it's more like, let's search through the data and see if the data tells us that there's something hot on social media, on TikTok, whatever the case. Can't blame it for doing that. On the other hand, what it ends up doing is turning up a number of artists that aren't necessarily going to be legacy artists. In fact, what you get is one-hit wonders like that, and that's pretty much what we've seen. But I thought that would be the end last year, that in fact this year, 2024, we'd see a switch back to more traditional A&R, or listening instead of looking at the data. That unfortunately didn't happen. Here's one that was sort of yes and no. Music now about engagement, not consumption. It's moving more towards consumption. And as I told you in the last episode, it's been discovered that just because someone engages with you on social media, it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to consume your music. So now we're starting to see that. And really in the beginning, that actually towards the end of the year is when all that came down. People are starting to think, okay, maybe there's a better way to do this. Consumption is more important than engagement. So hit and a miss on that one. I really missed on this one. Playlists become passe, although not so much. I think that'll probably come to pass this year as people are getting tired of playlists. And a lot of them are AI generated, which, as you'll see, there's a revolt against AI and people just don't like it. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. But playlists did not become passe. May happen this year. There's less sync work because there are fewer shows in production. And that did come to pass, unfortunately. It doesn't look like that's going to change anytime soon. The reason why is just about every major show developer has cut back. All the networks, Netflix, Amazon Music, or Amazon, Apple, everyone's cut back. So there are fewer shows, and of course, if there are fewer shows, there's less of a need for music. I hit on that one. I wish you wouldn't have. Here's a hit and a miss. There'll be more AI audio developers. Yes, that's true. There have been a few more that have come online, but surprisingly, not the big manufacturers or software developers so much. There's been a few smaller startups. I expected more of the bigger developers to actually chime in on that, and it didn't happen. One of the reasons why is AI is expensive. You need people that really know what they're doing. They're expensive, and you need to train them, and that's expensive. And that's one of the big things that are holding everything back. Speaking of AI, a new GA catches fire. What's a GA? It's a generative audio workstation, which is essentially a new way of working. It's a different type of workstation that's built around AI. Yes, there are a couple out there, but they didn't get any traction, and a new one hasn't popped up yet. So I missed on that one. We may see it this year, but I missed last year. I've missed the last 3 or 4 years on the same prediction. Lossless audio catches fire, and lossless audio basically means high-resolution audio that's streaming. And even though Apple was on this in 2012, and they've been collecting high-res songs for more than a decade now, essentially, I keep on expecting other streamers to catch on. Now, you can get that in a tier in Amazon Music. Spotify keeps on talking about it, but they still haven't come across, and I thought that would happen this year. And if it did, everybody else would be forced to follow, and that hasn't happened. Deezer has a tier as well, and of course there's Tidal, so it's out there. If you want high-res audio, there's lots of places you can find it. High-res, lossless audio. That said, it's not a standard yet. Here's one I missed badly on. I was really enamored with Apple Vision when it came out, and I still am to a degree, and I thought what was going to happen was it was going to disrupt video quite a lot, and it did not. The interest peaked, and then it fell off drastically. Will this change? As you'll see in my predictions for 2025, I think you'll find that it will. There are more acquisitions of familiar music brands. There will be, sort of. There's lots of talk about a roll-up of a bunch of well-known audio companies, and that was supposed to happen, and it didn't. It still may. We're seeing more and more private equity that's circling around music and circling around audio. And as you'll see in my predictions, there's more of that coming up. This is one I was really happy to hit on. The traditional song form returns. What does that mean? Well, you have an intro, a verse, a chorus, a B section into a chorus, and there's a bridge, and there's an outro. That's the way songs have been constructed for a really long time. And we got away from that, mostly because of the use of loops. Now we're seeing that at least what's beginning to happen is most songs today, new songs, have a bridge. Hip-hop is the exception, but most other song forms, pop music especially, which got away from that, that's coming back. So I'm happy to hit on that one. Every year I predict this, or in the last few years I have, and it hasn't happened yet, a breakthrough in microphone technology. Microphone and speaker technology really has been unchanged since, well, for 100 years, more than 100 years now. And there are some out-of-the-box thinking that keeps on happening, and there are some things that get tried, and nothing catches on. It's been impractical so far. There's a lot of smart minds out there. Not all are working on this. I wish they would, but I keep on thinking there's going to be a breakthrough in microphone technology soon. Fingers crossed, but I missed it last year. And finally, AI and AR, artificial reality, transform music education. I thought this was surefire for last year, and it didn't happen. So I missed it. But that said, I still think this is going to happen in the future. And the whole idea is, if you want to learn music or learn an instrument, there may be a faster way than the traditional methods that we've been looking at, and that involves technology. We'll see whether that's the case or not, but I'd like to see it tried anyway. All right, let's get on with my predictions for 2025. So here's the first one. There will be a revolt against AI. It's happening already. what we're finding is music consumers, especially younger ones, surprisingly enough, they can tell when something is, and we're talking music now, or anything really, any kind of content that's AI generated, and they don't like it. So there's a lot of pushback against AI content in general, and it's coming again from the younger audience, and that surprises me, but happily surprises me. But now we're seeing, especially with music, the people are not crazy about this. Now, what I hope is that this is actually going to bring us around to more real musicians playing, especially on songs. And again, there's still great musicians out there. There's not enough of them. And we'll see as we get into this more, you'll see some of my other predictions that talk about that. Immersive music work dries up. We're starting to see that already. There's been a contraction over the last year, basically meaning that there was tons of work and not enough people to do it for a few years. And I'm talking about Atmos mixes, but it could be Sony 360 Reality as well. And the record labels were paying a premium for this. Now they're hardly paying. And I think the reason why is there's a lot of people out there that are willing to do it for not much money, but their catalogs are drying up as well. They've gone through everything. What's happening is what I saw in 5.1 in surround sound, where towards the end, when I was doing it, suddenly I was getting paid one third of what I was charging for three times the work. It was no longer feasible. And we're going to see that happen big time in 2025. A new AR experience emerges. What does this mean? Artificial reality. Well, there's a couple things coming out this year. Meta's AR glasses are coming pretty soon. They're supposed to be reasonably good and reasonably priced. There's a new Apple Vision system coming out that's going to be cheaper. So I think this is actually going to be pretty good. The other thing that will happen is these will allow you to capture AR in stream, basically meaning as you take a picture, as you capture a video, it's capturing it in 3D. So when that happens, then the whole world is going to follow. This is the year. Guitar Center struggles again. Yes, it's happening already. It was very quiet. You didn't hear a lot about this. But towards the end of the summer, their credit was downgraded and downgraded again and downgraded again. So they have very, very poor credit. And the worst part is in January, there's a $550 million note coming due. This is not a good thing. So they may be able to push this down the road. But the problem is their credit is so bad that it's going to cost a fortune. So the problem here is that there's just not enough sales to support all these stores. So you're going to start to see a contraction happen with a lot of Guitar Center stores being closed. And let's face it, people are buying from Sweetwater, buying a lot online these days. So it's not like people are going to miss them so much, I don't think. But we're going to see a bloodletting coming, and it may happen as soon as January. Mastering engineers become marginalized. Well, it's started to happen over the last 18 months, really, but now it's really going to speed up. There's nothing like a really great There's nothing like a really great mastering engineer working on your song. A great mastering engineer can do wonders for it if it's needed. That's the whole secret. If a song doesn't need anything, a great mastering engineer knows not to do anything. But what we've been seeing is that the online mastering has become really good, and the mastering tools that you can buy have become much, much less expensive, and they can do a really good job. Do they do as good a job as a real mastering engineer? No. Do they get you in the ballpark? Yes. And the price is right. That's the big thing. And for so many people who don't have a big budget, that's more of a factor than the final sound. So we're going to start to see this accelerate, unfortunately. Mastering engineers are some of my favorite people, and I know a lot of them. So it pains me to say this, but I think that's in the cards coming up. There are 15 simple mix fixes that can instantly take your mixes from amateur to pro level. These are the secrets that the top engineers know that most musicians don't. That's what you'll find in my Mix Fix Playbook. Head to go.bobbyosinski.com/mixfix to check it out now. This is tech related, but it's not really music related, but I think it's worth talking about. Drones will be outlawed in 2025. And why do I say that? Well, we're starting to see this already happening. It wouldn't have happened except for the last few weeks where we're seeing these drones over New Jersey and Connecticut, Pennsylvania. And now there's so many of them, they're starting to close airports because you can't take off, or land if there are drones in the area that you can't control. So I think we're going to start to see drones being outlawed. And what will end up happening is that you won't be able to buy them. You won't be able to fly them. And if you do, there's already technology that will bring them down. And you'll see every police department have that by the end of the year. TikTok, the TikTok ban in the U.S. holds. Like I mentioned last week, there was a TikTok ban that was voted on in the middle of the year. It was like June or July. And TikTok went to court, not once, but twice. And just a couple of weeks ago, as a matter of fact, was the second time where the appeals court actually upheld the ban. So now TikTok has one last try up their sleeves. And that's to appeal to the Supreme Court. But the Supreme Court is under no requirement to take this on. They may just say, you have to abide by the lower court. Because there are so many other countries that have actually put this ban into effect, the whole European Union, Australia, Canada, you can go on and on. There's so many of them. France, I think we're going to see this one hold up. Now, that being said, even without the United States, TikTok is still huge and it's still one of the world's biggest social networks with about 800 million users, even without the US. But expect to see more regions join. Again, the real reason for this is not so much about the emotional stake with teenagers. Yes, there's a lot of that. It's national security because the Chinese government is behind TikTok and they're collecting information on every American that uses it. So that's the real reason. And because of the TikTok ban, it was already happening already. You're going to see more video on social platforms. This is all of them. It was happening already, and certainly it's going to continue. It's going to snowball, actually. So especially Facebook, you're going to see more. Already Instagram and YouTube have really ticked up over the last year as TikTokers have seen the writing on the wall, and they've all creators have changed over to looking for a new alternative. It's already there. But now you're going to see the other platforms really put an emphasis on video as well. This is a big one. Netflix gets into music streaming. I'm going out on a limb on this, but here's why I think it might happen. First of all, the company has lots of money to spend, and it's already cutting back on show production, so it has even more. The only thing that's stopping it, it has the ability to do this. The only thing that's stopping it is it needs the licenses. That may take some time, but the record labels want another source of royalty income. So they're not going to say no. So I think you'll see that happening, or at least starting to happen. This is a big one. X stops operating. This is the platform X, formerly known as Twitter. And the reason why it's losing money, and it's losing so much money that even though Elon Musk can probably keep this going, he's also a businessman. And it's coming to the point where it's not going to be worth his while to keep it going. I think you'll see that in 2025. Here's a big one. The U.S. government wins the Live Nation lawsuit. And there's a couple of... here's what the lawsuit is, first of all. The U.S. government is saying, Live Nation, you're a monopoly because you own most of the major music venues in the United States. Plus, you own Ticketmaster, the ticket agency. Plus, you also manage certain artists. That sure sounds like a monopoly to me. So they filed an antitrust suit. The reason why I think that this is going to go through, they're going to win, is because it was filed in the Southern District Court of New York. That's a notoriously difficult court to defend. Usually, if the government comes with a case in that venue, they usually win. So I would expect that to happen here as well. Here's a big one. Private equity invests in record labels. I've always believed that financial engineering, which is what you get with private equity companies, is really the bane of our society, from the standpoint that everything that private equity touches really turns to crap. Because what they try to do is make money out of it and make fast money. So they cut the headcount. In other words, they fire a lot of employees. They get rid of a lot of assets. And they don't care so much about the customer. They care about their pocketbooks. I think this is going to happen with record labels as well. Already you have some private equity that's sniffing around. And certainly they did this with publishing, as private equity has bought up a lot of big publishing. For instance, Bob Dylan catalog comes to mind. But they got most of the big ones. And what are the ones that they can't get? The ones owned by the major record labels. They're coming for those. And here's the problem. If private equity buys up a record label, it's going to turn from a major into a minor. Why? Because all they care about is the catalog. They won't care at all about the new artists, developing new artists. Won't care. Won't spend any money on it, or spend even less than is being spent on now. So I think we may have the big two. I can't predict which one this is going to happen to. It won't happen to Sony, probably not. But it might happen to one of the others. Speaking of which, talk about financial engineering, this actually might be a good thing. Fintech, meaning financial technology. This might work for musicians and artists. What it can possibly do is bring microloans to an artist to keep the artist on track, keep the artist alive. So we're already seeing on TV, you see Dave, for instance, which is kind of the same thing. Now you'll see it for artists. I wouldn't be surprised if this would launch, something like this would launch this coming year. Here's a surprising one. Radio makes a comeback. And why is that important? Well, radio's death has been overstated. There's still plenty of people that listen to it, especially if you're in your car and you're driving. Everybody listens to the radio when they're driving. And I shouldn't say everybody, but more than you think. And every time, every single survey tells us this. You might think that, well, maybe what we're doing is we're seeing more people stream. Not as many as you think. It's a bit of a pain. It's easier to just turn the radio on when we're driving. So whenever I speak with the radio station owner or somebody that's involved with radio, most of them tell me, hey, it's going great. What are the ones that aren't doing great? Well, it's every conglomerate that bought a station group. Why? Well, it's private equity. So what ends up happening is they borrow a bunch of money to buy all these stations, and they have these huge loans that they got to pay off, and they're not making enough money to pay them off. That's why they're struggling. But you have these small 1, 2, 3, 5 station, small groups that are very local. They're doing fine. So I think what we're going to see is more emphasis on this in 2025, more music radio. That would be nice. I predict there'll be a social media revolt. It's happening already. One of the reasons why is the algorithm on just about every social or music streaming network, it doesn't really know us, or it knows us too well. So what ends up happening is that you are fed too much of the same thing over and over. It thinks it knows your tastes. That's all it gives you. That's not what we want. We want to be surprised. We want some new music. That's why radio is so cool, because we do hear new stuff. It's part of what they have to do to keep ratings up. So I think what we're going to see is a revolt that will happen, where people will say, well, it's too pronged. First, they'll say, I'm spending too much time on this. I'm not getting what I want out of it. It's kind of creepy sometimes. And the feeds aren't that good. They used to be, they're not now. So I think you're going to see a lot fewer people on social media this year. Oh, went the wrong way. The AI bubble bursts. Yeah. What this means is there's been a huge amount of money poured into AI companies. Huge, billions and billions, trillions, really, in the hopes that money is going to be made. And now they're seeing, well, wait a second, this is a good feature. It's not necessarily a good product. And we're already seeing investors starting to pull out if they can. They're certainly not putting any more money into AI because they kind of see the writing on the wall. People are suspicious of it. Anything that doesn't give you or that has the possibility of giving you wrong answers, I'm suspicious of that. I don't like that. Most people are like that too. So therein lies a big problem. And I think you're going to see a big pullback in AI this year. Like I talked about before, lossless audio will finally become a standard. And this will happen when Spotify goes on it. And they keep on threatening. For the last 3 years, they've threatened. I think this is the year they finally do it. And they'll have a high-res tier. Indie artists dominate the mainstream. It's already happening. But it's going to happen big time next year, mostly because major record labels are not developing artists anymore. They're not good at it. They're losing their mojo. But smaller labels are doing it. And now you can even do so much of it yourself. All the tools are out there. If you're making money as an artist, you can really help your career. There's lots of tools and lots of people to help. So I think we're going to see indie artists kind of take over this year. And finally, you're going to see more streaming services delete songs. And we talked about this earlier and last week as well, I think. What's happening already is we're seeing, like Deezer, for instance, I forget what the number was. I think it was 36 million songs that it deleted because they weren't played. And we're going to see that happen more and more with streaming services where they're going to say, nobody listened to this in a year, or they listen less than 100 times. You're gone. This is a good thing. It's a good thing for everybody. There's no use having stuff up there that nobody wants to listen to. So I think we'll see this happen more and more as we get into 2025. All right, everybody. So thank you so much for being with me for all these years, 10 years now, over 500 episodes, or over 550 episodes, actually. Thank you so much. I hope I served you well. And drop me a line. Tell me what you think and tell me how I can improve and serve your needs better. Questions@bobbyosinski.com. In the meantime, I'll see you the next episode, and happy 2025.